Okay, we're on the bottom line, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the last line on the page. We're speaking about Los Yiskodu, that you can't, because it looks like two Toros, two different Toros, you can't do two different minhagim. So the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan Lamaita asking, Ay v'ha b'shamay matiri nataros l'achim v'beit hila losrim. It's on our Mishnah that Shammai Beis Hillel have two different shitas, Lagabe the Tzara Serva, whether you're according to Beis Hillel or Patra, they go free. According to Beis Shammai, they're Chayiv in Chalitza or Yibum. So we see two different, looks like two different Tzaras over here. How is that possible? You're in Yudal and Aleph now. Mi Tzavar Asu Beis Shammai Kidibrayim, Lo Asu Beis Shammai Kidibrayim. Says the answer is Reish Lakish. You think that it says they had different shitas, but doesn't mean they actually followed them. In other words, because of the problem of having two different things that look through the two different psakim, Beis Shammai didn't do kidivrehem. They just they held differently, but they kept like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan, he said no, asu vi asu. They actually did. They followed their own opinions. Beit Shammai, not only they held that way, they actually followed that way. The Rav Shmuel. We find the same achloikus with Rav and Shmuel. The Rav Omer lo asu Beit Shammai kidivrayim. They didn't. Beit Shammai didn't actually do the way they held. They actually followed the way of Beit Hillel. Shmuel amar asu v'asu. No, they actually did the way they followed their own sheet. Asking Mora, Amosai. When Lamaisa is this machloikis, whether they Beis Shammai did according to their sheet or didn't do according to their sheet, when are we talking about over here? Ilema kodem shiatsa is kodem baskol. If we're talking about before the baskols, we know it's the famous baskol that came out and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So if we're talking about for the baskol, then my taima, the mandamar lo asu. So if this was before the Baskel meant that you have to follow Beis Hillel, so why wouldn't Beis Shammai do according to their shita? Why not? There was no Baskel. Ve'el achar Baskel, if we're going to say, talking about after the Baskel, then my time of the mandam or asu. Then if it was after the Baskel, so how could they do? The Baskel came out and said that you have to follow Beis Hillel, so how could Beis Shammai follow their own shita when there's a Baskel that said that Beis Hillel is right? So more answers both ways. Ibai seima kodem baskol, ibai seima lachar baskol. Ibai seima kodem baskol, you can say it's talking about before the baskol came out. Ukegon, the Beis Hillel ruba. Lamaisa Beis Hillel was rove over Beis Shammai. And therefore, lamanda amar lo asu deha Beis Hillel ruba. The one that said that Beis Shammai lamaisa didn't do like their own sheet, that's because Beis Hillel was rove. So they didn't. That's why they didn't do according to their shita, even though it was before the baskol. But they knew the Beis Hillel was the rov, so everybody followed Beis Hillel. Ah, Yumandam or Asu. What about the opinion that said that they actually did, even though Beis Hillel was the rov? So they held ki aslinan basaruba heichad chi hadad eminhu. Then when do you follow the rov? In such a case, that's if they're equal in their chokhmah. So if they're equal in their chokhmah, so then you could, you follow the rov. But hacha Beis Shammai mechadei deitfei. But here Beis Shammai, they were sharper than Beis Hillel, so they each had a mila. You know, Beis Hillel had the mila they were rov, but Beis Shammai had the mila that they were mechadei deitfei. They were sharper, and therefore they balanced out and they're equal, and therefore it's Beis Shammai was allowed to follow their own way. Even though they were the miut, because they were mechadei fei.
I don't really understand this. Not quite,
because we said before that
they told each other.
That's coming up. We'll see. We jumped ahead because what the more is going to say. We don't know that yet. We're going to see that. Okay, vibay say malachar baskel, or you could say talk about after the baskel came out and said halacha like Beis Hillel. Mandamar lo asu, the one that Shita says Beis Shammai didn't follow their own Shita, we understand, the Hanafka Basko, because the Basko came out, and that's why they said halakha like Beis Hillel. That's why Beis Shammai didn't want to hold like themselves anymore. Baru mandamar asu, the one that said that they did hold like themselves, despite the Basko, how could that be? Because that mandamar held like Rabbi Yeshua, he, The Amar ain mashkichin bebaskol. The famous Gemara in Bava Metzia that Rabbi Yeshua said, and lo b'shamayim he. We don't listen to baskol. And therefore, they say Beishamai, according to the sheet, they held their own, they held differently than Beis Hillel, even though the Basko, because they mashkik in the Basko. Okay, Gemara continues. Umanda Amar Asu, because it's the Rashi, Basko, the Erevin Perakama, that Yatsa Basko, the Amra Halakha Beis Hillel. The Chiyadadininhu, the Chokhma, if they're equal in Chokhma, Rabbi Yeshua, he does in Perakazav, and Bo Metzia. Okay.
Why does
Kodesh Baruch Hu create one? To test you. Okay, Uman Damar Asu Karinan Kan Losis Kodadu. According to the sheet that says that they, now going back, the one that said they, the Asu, fine, they did do. So if they did, how could they do? How could Beis Shammai follow their own sheet against Beis Hillel? Isn't that Losis Kodadu? Shalot Asu Agudas Agudas. So Amar Abayi answers, Ki Amrina Lo Sisko to do, when do we say that the problem Lo Sisko to do, that could go on Shtei Batei Dinim Be'ir Achas. Halalu Morim Kadivri Beit Shammai, Valalu Morim Kadivri Beit Hillel. That's if you have two Batei Dinim in the same city, and one is following Beit Shammai, one is following Beit Hillel, then you have a problem Lo Sisko to do. But, it looks like two Toros in that case. But, Aval, Shtei Batei Dinim B'Shtei Ayaras, Leitlan ba, but if you have two batedinim in two different cities, so then it's not a problem of los tiskodu. Ah, yamale Rava, so Rava asked Abaye, v'hab beis shamayu beis hillel, kishtei batedinim v'ir achas dami. So beis shamayu beis hillel, they mistama going on the assumption that they were probably beis shamayu and beis hillel people did live in the same cities, and if they each again held according to their own shita. We have once again a problem of agudas agudas. So El Amarava, therefore he said, Ki Amrina lo tiskodadu kugon beis din bir achas. Plug morin kedivrei beis shamai, uplug morin kedivrei beis hillel. Aval shtei batei din in bir achas, even, right, leislan ba. So when is the problem? The problem is if you have in one beis din, some are going like beis hillel, some beis shamai, that's lo tiskodadu. But as long as they're separate batei dinim, even in the same place, that's not a problem. Okay, Tashma, Bimkomo Shel Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer's place where he lived, Hayu Korsi Meitzim Lasos Pachamim B'Shabes Lasos Barzel. Talking about here for the meal. Let's see Rashi. Hayu Korsi Meitzim B'Shabes Lasos Pachamim Lebo Bayom Kedei Lasos Barzel Izmil Shel Mila. The Katzav Rabbi Eliezer Machshiri Mitzah Ain't Dochin Shabes. B'mitzvah atzma, meaning you have a bris milah on Shabbos, so of course we can do the bris milah zocha Shabbos. You can do the bris milah. Rabbi Eliezer held even the machshiri mitzvah the milah is okay. You can even make coals or charcoal or whatever in order to make a milah knife as well on Shabbos, right? Because not only the bris milah itself zocha Shabbos, even machshiri mitzvah. So that's in the place of Rabbi Eliezer. They used to do that because that's how he held. And b'mekomosh Rabbi Yossi Haglili hayu ochlin basar of b'chalav. That was shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that only basar behema is asar, as Rashi says. But basar of b'chalav is okay. Why? Shayadorish b'chalav imo, right? Says losav hashel gdi b'chalav imo. Mishi esh lo chalav imo. Yatsa basar of she'en lo chalav im. V'hachi amrina meperek kol basar.
Are we really talking like that anyway? Only drabbanon that we say we don't need the basar.
That what?
Don't we say that oath is only the
Rabbanan?
Anyway?
Yeah.
So it's not like we're arguing Rabbi Yosef Lili. He just doesn't take the Zerah Rabbanan. He just said it's a pasuk. It's a Bahalev Imo. We're probably doing the same thing also.
Yeah. Meaning, therefore.
Meaning, like I'm saying, Rabbi Yosef, he just doesn't take. Rashi says because the Yosef Bahalev Imo is a Bahalev Imo. So we agree it's the same thing. The Zerah is a
Bahalev
Imo. Okay. He just doesn't take the Zerah Rabbanan.
Yeah, therefore.
No, I'm just saying he learned.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm sorry, but Lamaisi, he actually ate basar of chalav in his place. That's all. More than saying that they, in his place, hayu ochlin basar of chalav. So Gemara says, now is Medayek, v'im kamosha Rabbi Eliezer im, v'im kamosha Rabbi Akiva lo. So when did they make the bris milah knife on Shabbos? That's Daska in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw, right, in the Brisa. In his place, they made the knife even on Shabbos. But mashma in the place of Rabbi Akiva, they did it. Look, this nun, it says in the Mishnah, klal amar Rabbi Akiva kol malacha she'ev shalasos amirav Shabbos ein doches the Shabbos. And since you can make the Mila knife on Erev Shabbos, then you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. Argues Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so mashma dafke, only Rabbi Eliezer's place they used to make the Mila knife on Shabbos, not in the place of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore the Gemara says, what do we see from here? Not a, well, what about Los Yiskoradu? Right, here we have, here they make a knife on Mila knife on Shabbos, they don't make a Mila knife on Shabbos, what's going on? So the Gemara answers, V'hai, my tiyufta, what's the kasha? Mekomas, mekomas shiny. We already said that if two different places, not a problem. Right? We even said, according to one sheet here, Rava, even in the same place, not a problem. There's only one, but the dinim that are split or whatever. But surely in two different places, one is Rava Eliezer's place, one is Yekiva, but two different cities, Bechal, not a problem. Lo Sisko to do. What's going on? So the Gemara says, the Kairila Makairila. So, and Akanami. So, what was the kasha to begin with? Isn't it obvious that it's two different places over here? So, what was the kasha asking what's this go to do when it's two different places? So, Gemara says, Salkadaita Chamina Mishum Chumra de Shabbos, Bimkom Echadami Kamash Malan. The Havamina was, at least in the Havamina, that Shabbos is so severe that somebody doesn't keep Shabbos, it's like he's a Rosh of Zavodah Zara, Shkula Kenega Kola Torah, etc. It's such a severe thing, Shabbos, that one would think that even in two places one shouldn't do different. And it could be a problem with those skodas. Because of the severity of Shabbos, Kamash Malan, no, Lamaisa, even Shabbos, Lamaisa, two different places, it's not a problem. Okay. Klala Marabi Kiva says Rashi, Lagabi Mila Bitter Shabbos. My Karila. Hakvar Shan, we already said Leel, Ki Amrina, Losi's got to do, etc. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tashma. Rabbi Yabau, Ki Ikli Le'astre, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Have Metal Til Shraga. Ki Ikli Le'astre, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Have Metal Til Shraga. We see that Rabbi Yabau, when he would visit the place of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, then he would metaltel on Shabbos, move on Shabbos a candle. Now, the candle that was lit for Shabbos, to burn on Shabbos, and on Shabbos it went out. So then, when he would visit Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's place, he would then move the candle. It wasn't lit anymore. He moved it. I was mukta. He held not a problem of mukta, which is, okay, which we'll see. He told like Rabbi Shimon that matches with mukta. And when he would visit Rabbi Yochanan's place, though, he was machmir. He held like Rabbi Yehuda that there's a problem of mukta, and therefore he wouldn't have moved the candle. So we're asking, so what's going on? Isn't the problem of a goodus right here? There are no hang in this place like Rabbi Yehuda, and this other place like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi over here. They're different in this other place over here, like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says the same thing as before. Behind my kushya. Velo Amrina Mekomo Shiny, again, same thing. What's your difficulty? You're talking about two different places. In two different places, we said not a problem. So the Gemara answers, no, Ana Hachi Kamrina. No, this is what I meant to ask. Rabbi Abahu, Hechi Avin Hacha Hachi, Hechi Avin Hacha Hachi. So we're bothered by he himself. Why he himself is acting one way like this, and then that's an acting another way like this. It looks like he's keeping two different Torahs. One place sometimes he's doing this, sometimes he's doing that. So that's what's bothering us. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sphirlik. More explains what he was doing. Rabbi Abahu was really, really held Lamaisa halakhically like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it's not a problem to, he doesn't know by muksa, it's not a problem to move the candle. V'chi mikla, so Rabbi Yochanan, lo avi metalta, mishum kvoda to Rabbi Yochanan. And the only reason why he didn't do any other place is just to cover it for Rabbi Yochanan, who held you're not allowed to move the candle, so he wouldn't go around moving in candle. And so he didn't, cover it for Rabbi Yochanan. Ay, vayika shama. What about his shamish? Meaning, his shamish, Rabbi Bala's shamish, that sees him, you know, move the candle in his place, and then he's mishamish him, and he's going with him to the place of Rabbi Yochanan. He might come and move the candle, you know, because he sees his Rebbe always, or his Rebbe moving the candle always on Shabbat. So now even if he's by Rabbi Yochanan's place, he might end up moving the candle because he's used to seeing what his Rebbe's doing. And therefore, they say what he should have, Rabbi Bo, if we're asking, is Shulchura should have been machmir even in his own, even in the place of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, so that his shamash should learn, you know, to move in and maybe accidentally do so in the place of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Right. So the Gemara answers the modele l'shama. It's not a problem because he would tell him. He told him that. You know, that to be careful because of, even though you see me move it all the time and we move these candles, but now we're in Rabbi Yochanan's place, and deference to Rabbi Yochanan, make sure you don't move the candle. So he used to tell him, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Metalto Shraga, Ner Shehid Likbo B'Shabbos, the Ner that they lit for Shabbos, V'Kava, and it went out on Shabbos, the Savar, Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Shimon, the late Say Muksa, he doesn't know by Muksa. Rabbi Yochanan Savar like Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Muktzah. It is a problem. Muktzah filu shalom machmad iser. Even if it's not muktzah machmad iser, you might come to do an iser, like, you know, put out the candle. That's not a problem because the candle's out already. But still, it's a problem of muktzah.
Which muktzah was it?
I'm sorry.
Which muktzah?
It would be muktzah machmas gufo mislam. There's no use for it, and he put it aside. The problem is here, even worse, because he put it aside for Shabbos, and now it's gone out. Now it's not like he had in mind, okay, if not, I'll use the candle for other things. He put it aside dafka to use for Shabbos, and it went out, and that's no use anymore. It's Rashi va'ika shama. What about the shamash? The Rabbi Yabau, the lo masika daite, you metalta, you might, you know, not pay attention, and metalta be'after Rabbi Yochanan, end up moving in Rabbi Yochanan's place. Hoyel v'chazli Rabbi Yabau be'al, but the metalta, since he normally sees his Rabbi, you know, move it. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tashma. We said in our Mishnah, Avo pisha elu ostrin ve'elu matirin, even though we have be'shamay be'selel, these aser, these matir, lo nimnu be'shamay milisa nashimi be'selel, below Beisilo, mi Beishamai. But they didn't stop from marrying each other. Iyamar Pishlama lo asu. Now, if we're going to say that Beishamai didn't follow their own shita, they had their shita, but they didn't follow it. They felt Lamaisa did like Rabbi, like Beisilo also. So then, now it's very good. Mishumachi lo nimnu. Now we can understand why they didn't hold themselves back from getting married, because everybody was Lamaisa acting like Beisilo. Not a problem. Eliyamar Tatsu, if you're going to say that, but no, Beit Shemel and Mamish did their Shita, so Amai lo nimnu. Why did they not withhold themselves from getting married? Lecho, they shouldn't have married into each other. Now, Bishlama Beit Shammai mi Beit Hillel lo nimnu. I can understand why Beit Shammai, they didn't care so much, and they would marry into Beit Hillel. Bishlama Beit Shammai mi Beit Hillel lo nimnu, right? They didn't hold back from them. Why? The Bnei Chai Ve'Lavi Ninu. So because according to the Yeshita, they're only a Chai Ve'Lavi, right? Meaning that what's the problem according to Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai says that the Tzara Tzareva is supposed to do Chalitza or Yibum, right? They're Chai Ve'Lavi Chalitza Yibum. So let's say they don't do so. They don't do Chalitza Yibum, meaning so they're just going to go marry somebody else. That's called this marrying is you're over on a lav of you're not the Yavam Vashuk, right? You're not allowed to go, you have to do Yibum or Chalit, and if you don't, you're over on a lav of not doing, of a woman that has to do Yibum, and she's not doing so. So it's over on a lav. So the kids that come out from that is nothing. They're kosher kids. They're not Mamzeirim or anything. It's just Chai V'Lav. I'm not sure. So therefore, it's not the end of the world, and they bring down. What about marrying themselves? They're over on a lav, you know, marrying these women that actually. They said we're not. That's no shchiyah. That they're Dafka gonna marry that woman, you know, herself that was Yavama Lashon. So worried more about the tetzaim, you know, they come out of that, they're going to marry their children, and talking about, that's already more skin, there's a lot of kids that come from that. So the kids are all kosher, so you might come to marry a kid that came from that relationship, it's not a problem, they're 100% kosher kid. So that's why lo nimnu. Ela Beit Hillel mi Beit Shammai amai lo nimnu, but that's a whole different story. Right, Beit Hillel, why were they not nimnu from Beit Shammai? According to Beit Hillel, right? You're not allowed to marry your the tzara, right? The tzara is there, vazaster. And if you do, the kids are mamzerim. And therefore, again, even the tetzayim, right? The tetzayim, they're all mamzerim. So they, how could they, marry? They're mamzerim. So b'nei chai v'krisus do mamzerim, right? It's krisus to marry the brother. So therefore, the kids are mamzerim. V'chitem etzavrei beit hillel dein mamzer mechai v'krisus. If you're going to say that maybe beit hillel held that mamzerim only come from an issur relationship that is asur with a mitzvah basin. But if it's only a kares, then there's not a mamzer. But we see that's not the case. V'hama Rabbi Elazar, afa pisha nechlechu beit shammai beit hillel b'tzaras, modim she'in mamzer ela mimi she'isura issur erva v'onesh kares. So we see that it's, even by an onesh kares, there's a problem of mamzerim. And therefore, how could they marry in? Ella, lav shmamina lo asu. So therefore, it must be that in fact, Beis Shammai did not hold their like sheet, their own shita. They followed Lamaisa like Beis Hillel, everybody to Beis Hillel. That was not a problem, of course, for marrying into each other. Rashi, b'nei chai v'lavinin hu, hanach de Beis Hillel, shataras nisos l'shuk, v'lo chalitza, filo Beis Shammai, that they hold you do have to do chalitza. So the worst scenario is it's in this law. The lotia isha tameis. The ain mamzer ela mechai v'krisus k'damrino l'kaman v'cholitz. So therefore, it's not a problem. The kids are fine. Chai v'krisus ninhu kevan de tzara sabas p'tura ha-miyama omed b'yisr eshet ach b'karit. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's a problem. Because you're not allowed to marry the tzar, and if you do, it's an iser, so maybe it's eishes eishesach, which is kar. Rashi ain mamzer bechayv krisus. Maybe they're holding that there's no chiyuf, there's no mamzer bechayv krisus. Ela mechayv mitzvah basin. For example, imo mechamoso, mother-in-law, kaloso, the daughter-in-law, etc. Kiyosiben. Bechol hanach iser achva leishu mitzvah. And the relationship deals with through the brother, that's there's no mitzvah, so that's only there this card. Okay, so now the Gemara is Dokhado. Okay, so right now we're holding that in Elalav Shmamina, we assume therefore Beis Shammai did not actually Lamaisa do their Shita, and therefore they also Lamaisa did like Beis Hillel, everybody's only Beis Hillel, that's why there's no problem, that's why they married into each other. Now Gemara is Dokhado, and says, no, lo, la'olam asu. Really, Beit Shammai did their own shita. We said is a problem. They're gonna with this, how could they follow them? They're Beis Hillel. They're mamzerim, etc. The more answers the modi lahu that they were that they told them about it. That's what Reuven. This is where we find out. Okay, so that they told them about it. They knew that this kid or whatever came from such a relationship that according to you was us or whatever. So therefore, they knew not to marry them. But the Maitza Beit. Beis Shammai really did like their own shita, but they would tell Beis Hillel. So Hachinami Misabra says the Gemara. It's the Sabra that way. Why? The Ketani Seifa, because it says also in our mission, the Seifa, that Kol Ataras V'Kol Atuma Shayu Eilu Etarin Be'Eilu Metamim, all the Tuma and Tara that they were in Metara, they were Metame, still Lo Nimnu'u Osim Taras Eilu Al Gabi Eilu. In other words, they would lend each other Kalim, even though Beis Hillel, in this case, was Machmir with the Kalim and said they were Tameh, Beis Hillel said they were Tar, still they would lend Kalim to each other. Iyamar Pishlama Demodelu. So if we're going to say, like we were saying now, that they would tell each other, we can understand, Mishumachi lo nimnu. That's why they didn't stop, from lending each other Kalim, because they would tell him, listen, I know you hold this Kalim as a problem, so they would tell him about it. Eliyamar to lo modilahu, because if you hold though that they didn't tell them, so bishlama beit shammai mi beit hillel lo nimnu the tmeias the beit hillel the beit shammai to aras ninu. So beit shammai is not a problem. I can understand why they're using the kalim of beit hillel, because the kalim the beit hillel said are tamei beit shammai held there are okay, and therefore there's no problem using it. That's okay. Ela beit hillel mi beit shammai lama lo nimnu. But what about the other way around? How could beit hillel hold the kalim are tamei use the kalim from beit shammai? So walama lo nimnu beit hillel. Tarasa beit shammai le beit hillel are tumas ninu. The Gemara says El Alav Shmamina must be the Modilu Shmamina must be that they told them, and therefore that's why they were able to use the cane. The Gemara says one last thing: Umayu mehach mehach. So, but what? Okay, very nice. You brought a raya, you know, from the case of the kalim that they obviously told each other, because how would they use their kalim, you know, if they're tummy? So they must have told each other. Fine. But why is that a better raya than the first case? The tsaras, with the tsaras there, but also, how could they marry, you know, it must be they told each other. So why are you bringing a raya? Why is the second case of the same, more raya that they told each other more than the first case? It's also there, they must have told each other. So the Gemara answers, then ma'u detema tsara kala isla, kamash malan. I might have said that the case of the tsara serva, there's a call. You know, people know about it. For some, everybody knows, oh, you know, therefore you don't even have to tell them. That they know, they'll know without being told, and then maybe they didn't actually go telling them. And therefore, we're bringing the second case with the kalim, which is not a well-known thing that this kli is tummy or whatever. And therefore, yet they still used it. It must be that they told them. Therefore, to see that they actually was, they were modia to them, we see clearly from the case of the kalim. Okay, let's finish up the Rashi's. Yadalim and Amos on the bottom. Right, the modila who they would tell them, Beit Shammai, let me tell them. They would say the following: do you should know? That's where they come from. Uparshim, and then they would separate. Agavelu, mashilim kelim elelu. They would lend kelim to each other. Beit Hillel machmirim betaras tve, and here Beit Sham Hillel with more machmir than Beit Shammai, and there legabe the kelim. Okay, Rashi, my wume the high me high, the kamar hachanami mistaber the modi luhumi high. So why do you think Dakabred is safer? Oh, here we see that they told each other. How is that more mistaber than the case of the tsar? So the Gemara answered, Kala isla velot tarich lemode. You don't have to tell them because there's a call. Therefore, I can't necessarily know that they actually told them from the ratio, because they'd say they knew anyway. Therefore, second case, I see clear with the kalim, which is not so common. Therefore, there I can see that they told each other. Okay. It keeps going.
Yeah, 10 generations later,
right.
They still have the same problem.
Right.
So
you're saying, so what are you saying? So then that there's no call anymore? What are you saying?
Yeah, but
saying?
By that time, nobody was able to tell anybody. Because it's not like that. If someone's a mamzer, we know he's a mamzer. So everybody knows that the mishpacha is called a mamzer. And now, if it's according to Beit Shammai, there is no call of a mamzer. The only time that it's to them is the call of a mamzer is if Beit Hillel decides to marry into them. And then they have to remember that six generations ago, according to you, it's the call of a mamzer. So it's much more.
But that would be a problem even if they're modia. You know, not only a call,
right.
Even
that's
modia.
Why I have. That's why this also was a
not only that, but then you really have two different nations, because you know that you can't marry people from Beit Shammai, because maybe, you know, 10 generations ago there was a mamzer, you know, the real Balaka.